Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself, take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin. So this morning we're talking about consistency and commitment, and maybe in a way that you haven't heard before, because so often in the, well, especially in my world, in the personal development, spiritual development world, we talk about consistency and commitment as things that we do, right? It's like, to be more committed, I've got to do more. To be more consistent, I've got to do the doing more consistently. Do it more often. And there is some truth to that. There absolutely is some truth to that. Obviously, in order for me to get what I want, I've got to do something that's going to get me what I want consistently. If I want to lose weight, I need to consistently drink more water. I need to consistently get some exercise. I need to consistently have less calories coming in than I have going out, right? So I've got to consistently do the things that are required in order for me to lose weight. There's that's a given, right? The thing is, if it were that simple, which it is, if it were that simple for us as humans who have a psychology and the ability to conceptualize things and take things personally and make things challenging for ourselves, if we didn't have that, it would be easy, but we do. So for me, it's really important to remember that what occurs before the doing is clean. What occurs before the doing is aligned with what we want. And I'm going to explain more because that might not make a lot of sense, right? If it does, great. If it doesn't, great. So we normally focus on consistency and commitment as things that need doing. And I have clients come to me and people come to me in conversation all the time about this. My issue is consistency. My issue is commitment. And that sometimes can be true. More often than not, it's got nothing to do with them not being committed and them not being consistent. Not really, because actually when we slow down and explore their life, they're consistent and committed in some area, wherever it is. They are consistent and they are committed. They get up every morning consistently. They brush their teeth every morning consistently. They go to work every morning consistently. They put others first every day consistently. They're committed to pleasing others. They're committed to their family, right? Deeply. That's unshakable. There is no way they're not committed or consistent somewhere in their life. The problem I think that some of us have, or a lot of us have, is that we're not consistent and committed with the things that we want for ourselves. We're so deeply conditioned that everything else is more important than that, and that comes last often, that our own personal goals, we struggle with consistency and commitment. And I don't think that's the real issue. And I'm going to talk about what I think the real issue is now. The biggest issue I see when people come to me, and I had this week, and I shared a post about this on my Facebook profile. Somebody said to me something like, "Sam, I just don't find that creating my goals is just in whatever they were. It was really difficult. I just find it's challenging and I'm not doing it. And I don't know why." So I said, "Cool. Right? What's the vision that you have for your life? What is it that you want for your life? What are your goals?" And although they could answer some of what their goals were, when we were talking about a vision for their life, something that has them so present in their life and so excited to be living their life and so happy to be living their life, that if you have that, it's so much easier because we're happy, because we're aligned with it. So when we have that, everything else falls into place. But so often we don't consider that as a possibility. We're too busy thinking about our goals and what we need, or what our mind needs and what our ego needs to feel better. We're not really considering what it is that we really want. When it comes to what I've noticed in my clients, especially, and in my life, when I and the people I work with and the people who I know who do this have a vision for their life that is not only clear, tangible, exciting, truthful, honest, resonant. And when I say resonant, it so deeply resonates with what we really want our life to be. What I notice about people who have that is that consistency and commitment are very, very often not talked about. And that got me asking, well, why? Why is it that some people struggle with consistency and commitment, and more often than not, they don't have a vision for their life? They have old goals based on habits and things that they wish they could change about themselves, right? So fear and scarcity. The people who don't talk about consistency and commitment are the ones who have a vision that they're really aligned with and they're happy about and they're excited about. They wake up in the morning, it's like, yeah, man, I know exactly who I'm being, I know exactly what I need to do, and I can't wait to have it and be it and do it. And we don't talk about consistency and commitment with those people often. And that's normally how people end up when they've coached with me for a time, because they're so consistently looking at their vision for their life that things fall into line. And commitment and consistency are just not a thing that we really talk about after a while. There's an ease to it. So what I want to share is something around goals or a vision, right? Whatever works for you, right? I want to talk about goals, that's fine. We'll talk about a vision for your life, that's fine. Normally a vision for our life contains the goals, but whatever. Most often, we as human beings set our goals based on what we don't like about ourselves, what we think we don't want anymore, and getting away from things that we don't want, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not making that wrong. And if we only have that and we're only focused on that, that's based around fear and scarcity and habit. So many times I've said to people, and know why, especially women around weight loss, around middle age, and I ask the question, why have you got this goal? What is it that you really want? And they can't ask that question. They can't ask the question of why they've got the goal. It's just a goal that it's a habitual goal. It's a goal they've had forever. And they've never actually questioned why. Why have I got this goal? What am I actually doing? Do I still actually want this? I've been trying for 20 or 30 years to achieve this goal and it still hasn't happened yet. Some point we've got to ask the question, do you want this, or is there something else that you want? So we really want to look at, what are the goals? So you guys listening can do that right now. And you think about your goals. What do you want and why do you want it? Be honest with yourself. Is it a habit? Is your goal a habit? Is it just something that you've always thought you should have? Is it something you're afraid to let go of? Because if you don't have the goal that you've got in mind, that you're afraid that if you don't have it, then things will get worse for you, right? So it's all based around fear and scarcity. Again, not making that wrong at all, but it's you've got to know about this stuff, right? If we're gonna move on and move forwards and create something new, we've got to have some awareness about what's holding us back. And the next piece to this is having goals and a vision for your life based off of something that's deeper than that. Something that is deeper than that. Something is more true than that. What is it that you want just because you want it? What is it that you desire just because you desire it? There's something so innately amazing, wonderful, and beautiful about the things that we want just because we want them. And we are often conditioned that that's not okay, right? It's like, you gotta have a reason. You gotta have a reason to have it. You gotta deserve having that. And it's like bollocks. For me, one of the most pure expressions of what it is to be an individual, of what it is to be a human, of all of you listening, one of the things I would absolutely encourage you to do is to consider what you want just because you want it. It's what creates this beautiful uniqueness in each one of us. And when we are living fully aligned with what it is that we want and we're fully expressed, we're happy. We're happy. We're relaxed. We're present. We're committed and consistent, not because we have to force that, because we're going through the general drudgery of achieving our goals, but because we're living in a way that we want to live. We're happy. We're aligned. It's truthful. It's easy. It's as easy as the things that you find easy now, right? So like serving others. Or making a packed lunch for your kids. It's just something that you do because you're absolutely willing to do everything that you can for your kids. Right? Whatever that goal is. I'm just going to flip over my power to my iPad so it doesn't run out of battery. Stay present with you guys. So when you're creating a vision, we're going to go into the how in a minute. I've got a process for you guys to go through. When you go into your vision, really allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to acknowledge what it is that you just want, that you're being called to, that you would love to create, that you would love to have. Think about your life and how you would love it to look. And within that, what are the goals that come up? So we're going to talk about now how to create that vision. There are two parts to having a vision. Firstly, creating it. This is so important. 99.9% of people get this wrong, in my opinion, in my experience. Or they get it half right. That's probably more accurate. There are two parts to creating a vision and using your vision to serve your life. If you're struggling with consistency, if you're struggling with commitment, if you're not seeing the results that you believe that you want, this is what you've got to know about. This is a practice that I want you to do regularly. Within the goal setting world, within the world I'm in, which is spiritual personal development, so to speak, often undevelopment actually. When we set goals and when we set a vision, we get the first part right, I think, but we miss the second completely. So the first part is creating the vision. The first part is actually creating the vision. Spend time. I'm going to go through an exercise with you guys in a minute. Creating a vision is about spending time acknowledging, being aware of, and understanding what it is that you want for yourself and for your life. Not because you're scared not to have it, but just because you want it. Because it's what you're excited to have. You can use your feelings as a guide on this. What are you excited to create? What lifts you up? What elevates you? What makes you feel alive? What is it that you would love? If you think about your goal right now and then your body and your mind's like, oh, weight loss. Man, I wish I didn't have to think about it. If that's the way it is for you, I'm not saying your goal's weight loss, but if it is and that's the way that it is for you, stop. Because just please stop. Because you're not going to create your goal. And even if you manage to get there, at some point, the chances are you'll default. It's just going to be a feeling of heaviness and drudgery and lack of enjoyment. That is going to have you force commitment. That's going to have you force consistency. And the likelihood is you will judge yourself. When things don't go right, you'll judge yourself. And then the old habits that sabotage your goal will come back even stronger than they did before. That's not the way to go about this. Not for me. Not at all. So the first thing we want to do is create a vision. Think about what it is that you would love to have in your life. What do you want to create? What do you want for your life? The next piece to this, and the most important piece, I think, is to embody the vision. Embody the vision. We have to consider, I think, that we have a mind. We have an ego, we have conditioning, we have this idea of a person that we experience every single day. Sam, Marie, Karen, Sue, Eileen, whoever you are, everyone has this idea of who they are. And we create the idea of who we are through our thinking, through our thoughts, through our experience, through our conditioning, through our learnings. And in there, there's choices, there's decisions that we make constantly that create us, constantly, in every moment. In any given moment, we're going to either be aware of where we want our life to be or we're not. And if we're not, we're going to default back to how we were, which is going to have us have the same results that we have now. Or we're going to be aware of where we want our life to go, and that's going to have us cultivate to create new way of being, new habits and new doings in this moment that are going to take us on a different trajectory. So embodying your vision is so incredibly important. It's so incredibly important that it is part of you always, that you are aware of it, that you know it, that you live it, that you breathe it, that it is part of you, that it keeps you present to what it is that you want, to where you're going, rather than staying where you are. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to do this now. Before we do that, just going to rewind for a second. creating a vision for your life, I've got some questions for you, right, that you can play with and rewind or pause the audio video when you listen to this back to take these questions and use them. And if you're listening to this now live, then just make a note of them and know that you can come back later. I'm not going to put them in the chat, right, because it's going to take too long. So create a vision, sit down quietly, create an hour for yourself, uninterrupted, no technology, pen and paper. If you've not done this yet and you're thinking, well, that's a long time. I haven't got an hour for myself. I've never done this with my goals. That tells us what we need to know. All right, already there's some awareness there of, oh, I haven't actually spent any time with what it is that I want to create, which is super important. That's part of the embodying process. So to create a vision, sit down quietly for an hour with a pen and a paper and ask yourself these questions. What would you love for your life to be like? How would you love to be in your life? How would you love to feel about your life? What do you want more of and what do you want less of? What do you want to achieve or create? What are you no longer willing to tolerate? Big one, that one, for a lot of people. And allow yourself, this isn't a question, it's a statement, allow yourself to dream, to think outside of the box, to think bigger, to think beyond what it is that you currently want. Not because what you want isn't enough. It might feel that actually what I want is exactly what I want, and that's beautiful, perfect. And the second part to this is embody the vision. And there are a couple of steps to this that I'm going to help you with. All right, this is the really important piece for me. Honestly, if this for me is the difference. If you do this, consistency and commitment are going to feel so much easier for you. So much easier for you. It's really simple. Really simple. So once you've got your vision, first thing you want to go and do is go and share it with people. Speak it. One thing we're not often aware of is that we create with our word. We create with our speaking. Right? So go and speak it, go and share it with at least 10 people. Go and tell 10 people that are close to you, that you love, that you know what your vision is for your life. Go and speak it. Because when we start speaking it, it turns conceptualization into a form of experience. And when we have a form of experience of something, we have a concept, we have context. The brain and the body love context. When we have context, we're more likely to stick with it and align with it. Step two, write it down. Write it down. And in the act of writing it down, you're going to have more of an experience of it as well. And once you've written it down, go back to it regularly. Go back and experience it regularly. Daily, in the morning is a good time because it's when our brain's most susceptible to new ideas because we're kind of waking up to its current programming. So write it down and revisit it often. And when you revisit it, you're more likely to have it be part of you, right? So imagine you wake up in the morning. You're going to go one of two ways. You're going to default back to how you were yesterday and continue on the day, hoping things were different, but things don't change. Or you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to embody yourself with what it is that you want to create. And that's going to create a completely different way of being in your life. That's going to lead to doings. That's going to lead to the different doings in your life. You're going to be more grounded in what it is that you want. And that's going to take you off on a completely different trajectory than it was the day before. So ground yourself in it, remind yourself of it daily. And it doesn't matter if it changes, right? Who cares? The most beautiful thing about this is your vision often changes and then you achieve something. I see this in my clients so often. They achieve something and they're like, well, I didn't think I could do that. Well, actually, and then all of a sudden there's these little drop-ins of, oh, actually, this goal, I don't actually want to do this. I want to do this. So we start to see what's possible. We start to expand. We start to really feel what we're actually capable of. It's such a beautiful experience. So embodying it is really important and going back to it regularly is really, really important. So what most people do is they put it up on a fridge or something. And I don't know if that really works. I think it just becomes part of the furniture. I mean, on my fridge, I've got probably about 30 different things, right? I couldn't tell you what they are. I just look at them and then just forget about them. So for me, the most important thing to do is carve out some time. To create some time to intentionally slow down with what it is that you want to create every day. Even 5 minutes, sit with a beautiful cup of coffee if you want, listen to some music, make it pleasant, make it fun, like whatever. If you've got kids and you're up early like me, it's like, okay, I'm not going to get up early because I'm going to bed super late and I'm just going to be knackered. So I sit with my son in the morning, I go through my journaling and I look at what it is I want to create. I might share it with him, sit there while he's listening to, when he's watching some cartoons or he's playing, whatever, and I'll slow down with it. And that has me show up completely differently every day to what it is that I want to create. And the other couple of things, in fact, no, this is only one more thing. Be completely open. Please, please, please. And this is going to sound like a paradox, but it isn't. Please be open to getting it wrong. Please be open to making a mess of things. Please, please do not give yourself a hard time for getting it wrong, for falling off the wagon, for defaulting back to our old behaviors. Please, please stop doing that. Because that, what that does is it creates a judgment within ourselves, which creates heaviness, which creates stuckness, which creates fatigue. It creates like a negativity. And what then happens is the brain thinks, "Whoa, there's something wrong. Survival, habit." And then all of a sudden, the habits that we have become much more loud. They become much more alluring, right? So please, please, if things don't go right, if you cock something up or you forget something or you just don't do something because you really don't want to, whatever, acknowledge that you haven't done it, but please don't give yourself a hard time. And notes, I'm not saying let yourself off the hook. No, no, don't let yourself off the hook, but go easy on yourself. Beautiful combination. So that is what I'd recommend. If you want to have ease with consistency, ease with commitment, this is for me where to look first. Because this is like the foundation. If you don't have this, everything else is kind of not pointless, but it's going to be less of. It's going to be less effective. Whatever it is you're doing in your life, whatever it is that you're creating. And I'll say this. My business, my company works generally with people of middle age who have got to a point where they've had goals for a long time they haven't achieved. They might have got pissed off and stuck with where they're at. They might realize, actually, my life isn't what I want it to be. I'm not happy. I'm living life according to everyone else. And in me, I know there's something more. There's a vision. There's a dream. There's a desire to really enjoy the rest of my life, right? To live a bit differently, a bit bigger, whatever. And the thing that sets them free is this: not only having the vision, but embodying it and having them experience it come alive. That is a game changer. It's a game changer. And it's over to you to have that happen. Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.